You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I want to cheer my friends on, but it feels like it never comes out right. Let's get into it.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
That was an excellent intro, Matt. Thank you.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. What did you like about it?
All of it.
Yay. We're answering a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to cheer my friends on, but I feel like it never comes out right. And Glenn, as the people who listen to the show for a while may have picked on, we're not exactly the most positive and cheery group of people in general, so maybe right. We know a little something about this.
Well, for sure. I mean, we struggle with these same kinds of things. As we were saying before we hit record here, that we often give like detailed analysis of things, and that can be very encouraging. But that's different from giving a compliment and giving a word of encouragement to somebody. And there can be something very vulnerable about that. You're kind of laying yourself open in a way. You're talking about how you feel about somebody else. And that's a vulnerable moment. And it also sometimes doesn't feel hardcore.
Yes.
You know, it's not very bro-y.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel totally metal.
Yes.
You don't want to, you know, I'm the kind of guy, I would not come up to another guy and say,
dude, I really like your shirt.
You know, that's just not in that voice.
But yeah, I mean, you have to do the Cookie Monster voice.
I like your shirt.
Yeah, that would also be weird, but it would be a little less vulnerable. So, you know, sometimes we struggle with those elements.
I think that's a really good point. And Jed, I think this is one of the situations where it helps to maybe understand some of the underlying things. Why might just saying a nice thing to someone, something as totally harmless as, hey, cool shirt, why does that feel vulnerable?
You know, that's a really good question. I think we feel like we're admitting weakness in that moment. The math doesn't really add up on that. The logic maybe doesn't really add up on that. But I think we're trained by our culture to feel like we are weak in that moment. Because in a sense, we have, if you think about it, it's almost like a mini form of asking somebody out on a date. You have put your thoughts and feelings and opinions out there, and now there's that pregnant pause of what is their reply going to be. They could say something awful in that moment that would make you feel bad, and so it's like you've bared your neck to them.
Right.
That's not a good or healthy way of looking at the world or human interaction, but man, we've all been there. And we've all, whether we've articulated it or not, we've all kind of had that moment saying, this makes me feel weak in a way that I don't like. This makes me feel vulnerable and open to attack in a way that I just don't like. So what that leads to is the really strong temptation to say, this cheering people on, this encouraging people, I'm going to just do as little of it as I can get away with. I'm going to kind of, it feels uncomfortable, so I'm going to try to just not do it. The problem is, if you've got a thing that you feel not great about doing, not comfortable with doing, but you never do it, you keep on feeling not comfortable with it. Like, if you kind of are nervous about swimming in a pool, but you never take swim lessons and you never swim laps, you're going to keep on feeling uncomfortable in a pool. That's just how that works. If we want to get better at encouragement, we have to actually do it. So that leads to the question, can we get good at it? And if we can, how does that work?
A very encouraging answer. Yes, you can. We'll get that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
You tell me to not be afraid. My reservation has been made. You have gone to prepare me a place where we can sit and talk face to face, where you'll hold me and console me when the old passed away. No more crying or pain, and you'll show me how you know me.
Yeah. Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Matt, I like your shirt.
Thank you. Even with the voice, thank you.
I don't know if that really worked out, though.
It's a first step, yeah. And that's important.
Okay.
Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Glenn, I admire the way you're moving forward with encouraging Matt on his shirt.
Well, there you go.
Meta-couragement.
Woo!
We can answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to cheer my friends on, but it feels like it never comes out right. And Glenn, we talked in that last segment about encouragement as a skill.
Yeah.
Something that maybe I feel uncomfortable with, maybe I don't know how to do it. How do we start about getting better at it?
Well, I think it is a skill, and it can be honed into a real superpower. This can really be a big strength and a big thing that changes the world around you in a good way. The thing is that we often get stuck in thinking, I'm going to give this person a compliment, and they already know that.
Yeah.
They already are aware. You know, you don't go up to Bruce Springsteen and say, those playing some really good guitar chords. You know, he knows. He's got the millions of people cheering. He knows. But the reality is, it still matters. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
I'm picturing, since we started talking about this, like a guy who's really metal and he's got all the tats and he's got the black shirt on or whatever, and he goes to his neighbor who's working in her garden, some old lady, and she's working in the garden, and he says, hey, lady, nice flowers. You know, like that would like be really game-changery for the old lady. She'd be like, wow, I mean,
thank you.
If a guy on that level can appreciate these flowers, I must be really rocking these flowers.
That's a really great point. And Jed, there's some other things that act as barriers to us starting down that road of doing some encouragement.
Well, let's pick up right where Glenn left off with that story. I think one of the reasons why our metal friend would not go to Gladys next door and compliment her hydrangeas is because there's that question of, why would she care what I think? I'm not a florist. I don't compete in rose competitions. I don't know anything about it. I mean, I would basically be saying, I like the colors of these flowers, which almost makes me sound dumb. So I feel kind of pre-embarrassed. And again, why would she care what I think? But that misses two critical things. The first one Glenn already pointed out is people need to hear you say out loud stuff they already know is true. Bruce Springsteen knows he's a good guitar player. He kind of still needs to hear people say it, because
right.
That's just the way the human condition works.
Yeah.
He still needs to hear people say, dude, you rocked that show tonight. He really does. The second is that question of, you know, why would they care what I think? People love being affirmed. People love being validated. Miss Gladys next door is aware that you don't have a degree in horticulture and you're not an expert botanist. She knows. She still loves being affirmed. She loves the idea that she put work into growing these flowers and someone else enjoyed them enough to say something about it. Everybody feels that way. Even people who act weird, they still feel that way. Everybody loves affirmation. I think the question that we really want to land on next is, okay, is this just about being nice, or is there something more substantive to this? Does this matter in a deep way?
That's all excellent stuff. And now the vision I can't get out of my mind is Bruce Springsteen quieting a stadium full of 80,000 people and just going, we know. We wrote the song.
I just get it.
Keep
whatever.
It down. We'll be back right here on the Bridge Loud.
For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I also like Jed's shirt.
We're all wearing quite good shirts on the show tonight, I think it's fair to say. The man who is wearing such a nice shirt also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
A morality play and accepting a compliment without making us all feel weird. Well, you came to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to cheer my friends on, but it feels like it never comes out right. And Glenn, we put a new word in the conversation that last week. I think it's a very important one. Affirmation.
Yeah.
Everybody wants it. Every human being is woefully greedy for it in a way.
Yeah.
Why does that matter so much?
Well, I think it changes our outlook. It changes our perspective. It changes how we see things. This week I was listening to a podcast where they're interviewing a Major League Baseball star. And this guy's got a World Series ring. This guy's super successful. But like all athletes, you know, he has days where he, you know, does really poorly and all of that. And he experiences all the ups and downs. So the interviewer said, what do you want to do after you retire? And he said, well, I kind of would like to do like a dog rescue thing. And I'm like, what? The guy interviewing him was like, what? I'm like, why is that? He says, I just love dogs. And he says, why? He says, well, you know, I can just totally screw up a game and just mess everything up. And I come home and the dog doesn't care. He just loves me and happy to see, like, yay, you're here, whatever. That's from a dog. Affirmation matters.
Yeah.
If it even matters from a dog,
yes.
Anything you say will make a difference.
That is a very, very good point. Though I think there are some dogs out there who might give very erudite compliments.
Ooh.
But, Jed, I think there's also, we can look at the other side of that. So this is one side about even someone who's in a big situation who will sometimes feel bad about themselves, might need some encouragement, but also we might look at people in our lives and think, well, they don't need affirmation, but that's not true either, is it?
It's definitely not, and that's because there's nothing more universal than self-doubt. Everybody doubts themselves. Absolutely everybody. You might have a buddy who's really good with cars. And to you, it's obvious, dude, you should, you know, go get like a diploma and like your ASE certification. And you could really make money at this. You could really go places. And here's the thing about your buddy is he probably suspects that that's true. Like, it's unlikely that he's completely unaware that he knows how to change oil pretty well. But it means something when someone else comes to him and confirms the thing that he suspects is true. When someone else says, dude, you're good with cars. I think you could really go places with that. That affirmation, that confirmation, that has a way of, at least for a little while, blowing away that self-doubt in a way that allows people to move forward in their lives and take bold steps that they wouldn't have been able to take otherwise. He still has to take it, but you affirming him allowed him to take those bold steps. In that small way, you actually changed his life. And I think one of the things that we've discovered is when you get in the habit of affirming others, it actually begins to change your life as well.
That's really true. I think it is one of those things that if you are, like we're talking in the first segment, if you don't ever give affirmation, if you have let these thoughts take over, maybe they know, maybe they don't care, it puts you in this world where things like positivity and compliments are this really scarce resource you have to hold on to. When we get a hold of this idea we're talking about tonight, you just find a lot more positivity everywhere, which is definitely a good thing. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about this right here on The Bridge Loud.
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I would like to fulfill the role of a dog in your lives. Just want to say something to totally freak out people who didn't hear the last second.
Sure. We're accepting Milkbone donations to the show. Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
What's that, Lassie? Timmy's in the well, but he's not giving up, and he's keeping a stiff upper lip and a good attitude? Way to go, boy!
Very, very encouraging dog. We're going to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to cheer my friends on, but it feels like it never comes out right. And you know what I think Timmy would really lift his spirits down that well? A little bit of secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
So Glenn, I think professionally we come at this from a very interesting standpoint because the folks we work with in our day job can have hard faces. They can have been through a lot and maybe think it's hard to get some encouragement in there. So what have you learned about encouragement from trying to help those folks?
Well, yeah, the men and women that we work with, you know, they're dealing with really extreme problems and real, you know, incarceration, addiction, all those kinds of things. And part of that is helping them to understand that God is affirming them, that God loves them, that God cares about them, and to receive that, because that really changes things on a much deeper level than just, you know, ordinary human beings even giving you a compliment. But I think part of the struggle for a lot of us is, and I don't know if anybody can relate, but when I'm feeling sick, when I'm feeling frustrated, if I lose a job, if I'm going through a real deep struggle like that, there's some part of me that kind of blames myself no matter what. And some part of me that's down on myself, even if I had nothing to do with whatever went wrong. And then I start to then project that onto other people, and I'll even put that onto God. You know, God must not think well of me. I must need to do something to really get myself together, and then God would want to help me. But it's not like that. God cares about you. He made you and made you the way you are. He might give you challenges, but he gives you strength. And we want to encourage you to receive that affirmation from him.
It's a really, really good point. One of the things about getting that affirmation from God is it is limitless. That means we don't have to be greedy with it, like we were talking about before. One of the best ways to get comfortable with receiving positivity and affirmation in your life is to start giving it away, because you're going to learn things about how other people feel about that, about how you feel about that. You know, very rarely if you walk by someone and ask, say, yeah, I like your shirt, are they going to stop you and say, what do your clothes look like? I want to know how valuable this compliment is.
Right.
I'm going to need to see some receipts from some stores. People just like to hear a nice thing, which really frees you up in a way to see, you know, you say something that puts a smile on somebody's face. It really frees you up to say, I want to get some more of that. I want to get it from God. I want to hear from other people. And there's just more of that affirmation and positivity going around. Just definitely something we want for you. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.